You are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
I want you to give somebody a high five and tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready. Get ready tonight. Welcome everybody in this place. Hallelujah. Great to see so many thousands here in Bloemfontein. Many thousands gathered there in Pretoria. Welcome tonight. Johannesburg, welcome. East London or East Rand. Cape Town, Stellenbosch, Mitchell's Plain, Paddle, Hermanus, Belito, Velkom, Kimberley, George, Kroonstad, Nelspruit, Lady Brand, Uppington, Maputo, Port Elizabeth, Bethlehem, Peter Maritzburg, Richards Bay, Empangeni, Wartburg, Gaborone, Maseru, Polokwane, Katu, Windhoek, our live stream viewers, our television audience. We are so glad you are with us tonight here from Bloemfontein. We welcome the many thousands that are with us. Come on here from Bloemfontein, give them a big, big, big welcome in this place tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy that you are here tonight? How many of you are ready to receive something from God tonight? How many of you know that the best of your life is ahead of you? In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, tonight I want you to unbuckle your seatbelt, and you better get ready, because heaven is going to come down in this place tonight. God's going to open the prison doors. God's going to loose you. Sickness and disease will disappear in the presence of God tonight. Burdens will be removed, yokes will be destroyed. Come on, if you believe that tonight, say amen and give the Lord one more praise. Hallelujah. My message tonight, if you won't praise me, then the rocks will cry out. If you don't praise me, then the rocks will cry out. Turn in your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 19. When he had said these things, he went on ahead, that's Jesus, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. Many people are going to be loosed in this place tonight by the presence of Jesus. If anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. I want you to look at the person next to you tonight as we get into this message and say to this person, the Lord has need of you. You will not be the same after tonight. You will not be lukewarm no more. You will not be mediocre no more. You will not be bound no more. You will not be depressed no more. Tonight, the Lord is going to touch you, because the Lord has need of you. But as they were loosing the colt, and the owners of it said to them, the owners, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord is need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and when they threw their own clothes on the colt, they set Jesus on him, and as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God. I thank God that I'm in a church that is not afraid to praise God. I thank God that we don't have a sign outside one of our buildings that says, Silence Church. I grew up in church where I thought holiness equaled quietness. But I want to tell you today that if you want to live in victory, if you want to experience the presence of God in your life, you're going to have to keep praise alive. You're going to have to build the altar of praise every day. If you want to progress in what God has called you to do, you're going to have to keep the spirit of praise alive in your heart. So when the disciples saw Jesus, they all said, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd and said, teacher, rebuke your disciples. Somebody said, I never saw Jesus jump up and down and shout. Hey, everybody Jesus touched jumped up and shouted. Anybody being touched by the Lord, come on. It's now a moment just to jump up, make the devil mad, join with the angels in heaven and shout hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Somebody came when revival broke out in Bloemfontein many years ago. Many people came and investigated what we were doing. And somebody was standing in when we just had this little building. People were running around. People were free. And some of my pastors, you're going to get free tonight again in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and you're going to run for God like you've never run for God. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, "Wel, hierdie kan lyk nie soos die Heilige Gees nie. Hierdie lyk soos 'n sokkie gees." Amazing that we have more fun on the dance barn than in church. That we can dance on the devil's music, but when it comes to Christianity, we think the right thing to do is to be silent. So the Pharisees rebuke his disciples and they say, just why don't you tell them to be quiet? And listen to what Jesus says. He says, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." Another translation says, "If these are quiet, then the rocks will cry out." I don't know about you, but I want to praise God the loudest in my life. I don't want somebody else. I don't want the dog to bark louder than me. Come on. Even when the dog barks and he doesn't know why he's barking, he's praising the Lord. The birds in the morning are praising the Lord. How about you, my brother and my sister? You better open your mouth and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Praising God is not emotion. It's an act of your faith. If you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out, God says. If you want to get out of your prison, you need to praise me. You need to glorify me. Because you were created by me and for me. You were created to praise God. All of creation praises God. The animals, when the lion roars, he's praising God. Come on. When the cow moos, he's praising God. When the cat meows, he's or she's praising God. Come on. And the church is silent when it comes to praise. Our praises glorify God. Our praises exalt God. Our praises magnifies God. Our praises lifts God up in the atmosphere. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. That word praise is the Hebrew word tehillah. And it means high praises, loud praises. Sometimes people come and they say, "Pastor, I'm really thankful for what the Lord has done." How thankful are you? If you won the lottery or the jackpot or somebody gave you $100 million, will you just stand there with the same attitude, look on your face and say, "Well, I'm so thankful today. I just won the lottery. I just got $100 million. I beg to differ, my dear friend. You're going to be jumping up. You're going to be running around. You're going to be shouting. Come on. You've been blessed with the blessings of God in heavenly places. Come on. You can rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, come on. We're going to go a little bit higher tonight. We're going to praise ourselves in the darkest hour. We're going to praise in the midnight hour. We're going to praise in the winter seasons of our lives, because it's praise that sustains your faith. Hallelujah. David says, 7 times a day will I praise the Lord. It's not a Sunday thing. When you wake up in the morning, you need to wake up with a spirit of praise. When you go to bed at night, you need to go to bed in a spirit of praise. When all hell breaks loose, you need to praise God. He says, at midnight, I will praise God. He says, on my bed, I will praise God. Hallelujah. In the morning watch, I will praise God. Early in the morning, will I praise God. Praise is powerful because it changes the atmosphere. It brings heaven down. Let me tell you tonight that heaven will always defeat hell. Heaven defeats hell every time. You can tweet that and send it to your friends who are not in church tonight. Too many have become sullen and silent. Too many have lost their voice of praise. And I watch them in church. They go through the motions. They're not praising. They want to get to the worship because for them praise is just something we do to wait for the latecomers. No. Praise is powerful. Praise changes the atmosphere. Praise causes heaven to come down. Come on. Praise pushes the enemy back. Come on. Praise breaks the shackles. Praise opens the prison door. Come on. This is not a listening sermon tonight. You got to praise the Lord there in Pretoria. Hallelujah. Don't worry. We only had 2. We're going to go to 10. Spirit of God's going to come upon you tonight, and you're going to lose your conservative attitude. You're going to lose your silent, cynical attitude. You're going to leave your depression behind tonight. Come on. You're going to dance yourself out of your depression. You're going to dance yourself out of your sickness. You're going to get on your legs, and you're going to praise the Lord tonight, because God is good. God is great. God is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. All of creation worships Him, because He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, I'm going to grab some of you, and I'm going to run with you. I'm going to run you into the presence of God. I'm going to run you into the fire of God. I'm going to run you into heaven's atmosphere. We need to bring heaven wherever we go in the name of Jesus, and change our world by the power of the Holy Ghost. Psalm 42, verse 5, David says, "Why are you so cast down, O my soul? Why are you so quiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance." Something happens when you praise God. You don't go around all week sucking lemons. You don't look like this cloud of depression over your head. Hallelujah. God loves you. This meeting was orchestrated for many of you. You're going to get your breakthrough tonight. But you're going to have to go beyond. You're going to have to go beyond your normal. You're going to have to go beyond your cynicism, your doubt, your unbelief, your comfort. You're going to have to go beyond. You need to pray, keep praise alive every day. Psalm 145, verse 1 to 3, David says, "I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever." Every day, everybody say every day. Now I want to feel you say every day. Not every day. It's like, okay, I'll praise the Lord. I'll bless God. I pray God is good. Now, Lord is good. Amen. God is good. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I haven't done my nails. Oh, praise God. Praise God. And we praise God down here because we don't have a revelation of who He is. And we praise God soft like. And David says, "Why are you so quiet?" Jesus says, if you don't praise me, the stones in that building in Pretoria, the rocks are going to begin to cry out, because God has to be praised, because God is worthy. So He says, every day I will bless you. Every day, in the good times, the bad times, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Psalm 147 verse 1, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and He gathers together the outcast of Israel. Psalm 149 verse 1 to 9, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song and His praises in the assembly of the saints. Hallelujah. That's why we praise God, not to get 15 minutes behind. We sing until we reach Tehillah. High praises. It says, let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name in the dance. Please make my day. A lady in this place that are wearing stilettos here tonight, get on them feet and do a little praise dance or a praise twirl. Come on, they're in Cape Town, they're in Pretoria. Come on, jump on your feet, a lady in this place. No, you're a brother, sit down. If you're a brother, sit down. If you're a lady, just praise Him on those stilettos. Come on. Praise His name in the dance. Hallelujah. Well, that's what the Bible says. In the assembly. Praise Him in the assembly. Not dignified. Praise Him with a dance. Like David did before the Ark of the Covenant. Let them praise His name with the timbrel and the harp, for the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Not tossed, fret and sweat and worry. Let them praise God when the devil comes in the midnight hour. Lift your hands to God. Stand on your feet or on your bed in the midnight hour. Amen. Jump on your bed. Hallelujah. On the midnight hour and praise God. And watch the devil. Watch that depression. Watch that confusion leave your mind. If you will make up your mind tonight to become a praiser in Jesus' name. It says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. A two-edged sword in their hand, the word. to execute vengeance on the nations, punishment on the people, to bind their kings with chain, their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints, praise the Lord. My dear friend, praise is powerful. Every day you face many battles. In your mind, your finances, as a nation, we need to keep praise alive. CRC, listen to me, every CRC church. Because when I came to Bloomington, God showed me a vision. I saw the hordes of hell marching against the nation, or an army of Israel in camp, marching to attack from three different sides. The children of Israel in the vision that I saw were unperturbed. As the enemy came closer, they just stood up and they began to praise and sing. And as they began to sing and praise, I saw the hordes of hell that were marching, line upon line. First, a look of confusion on their faces. And then I began to see those ranks broken up and those ranks scattered. And God said to me, just like this, when revival broke out in this church, the voice on the battleground is the voice of rejoicing. You have to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You have to rejoice in the Lord. Oh, come on, in the good times and in the bad times. You have to keep praise alive in your life. Hallelujah. Bible says in Psalm 149, verse 6 and 9, we just read it. Praise is a weapon God gave you. It says, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. I mean, many women can shout at their husbands, but they can't shout a shout of praise unto God because they think shouting in church is disrespectful. It's a different shout. It's not a shout of anger. It's a shout of acclamation. It's a shout of praise. It's a shout that explodes from your belly. Because a lot of ladies say, well, I'm just not like that. I am not like that. I am, I'm quiet. I'm reserved. That is until the pressure is applied upon them. Ask the husband. Ow! People say, it's not my nature, Pastor. I'm reserved. Till we take your fingers and we put it into a 240 volt socket and we see how reserved you are. When electricity hits you, when life hits you. God says, let the high praises stay alive in your mouth. Let the high praises of God put on the sacrifice of praise. Give God the sacrifice of praise. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's what the Bible says. It's a choice. I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Because God knows in this world you will have tribulation. And you will face many battles. But if you will be intentional to build the altar of praise in the presence of the enemy, God will defeat the enemy every time. Because again, when hell shows up, heaven has to, or when heaven shows up, hell has to make way. Heaven will always defeat hell. Come on. Light will always defeat darkness. Every time you praise God, the presence of God manifests. God inhabits the praises of his people. When we praise the Lord of peace, Jehovah Shalom, God breaks out in our midst. Now we say to one another sometimes in a greeting, Shalom. We don't realize what we're saying. Here's the revelation of what God says to Gideon. When you praise God, Shalom will show up in your life. And that word Shalom is a Hebrew word that means the following. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. It's not just peace like a tranquilizer. When Shalom shows up, the word Shalom means safety will show up. Wellness will show up. Happiness. Have you seen when God comes, people become happy, good health? That's all in the word, Shalom. Prosperity, perfect peace, favor, rest, wholeness, welfare. It is well. That's what that means. All is well. Shalom. It is well. It is well. No matter what you are facing, when you praise God and you build the altar of Shalom, no matter what hell you are facing, you know it is well. You have peace. You have a sense of well-being. You have a sense of good health. You know things are going to be okay. That is why in this world that we are, where Jesus said, in this world you will have much tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Before that, he says in verse 33, he says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. Peace. Shalom. You may have perfect peace. You may have happiness. You may have safety. You may have good health. You may have wholeness in your spirit, your soul, your body, your marriage, your family, wholeness. You will have favor. You will have prosperity. You will have rest. And you will know it is well. All is well. So when we praise God, when we go into high praises with God, when we praise God and we touch heaven and we touch the garment of Jesus, then Jehovah Shalom manifests himself in our midst. And that's when miracles begin to happen, because you cannot stay who you were. The atmosphere becomes impregnated. Come on, there in Pretoria, with the very presence of God. Come on. Perfect peace shows up and manifests. Happiness shows up and manifests. Safety shows up and manifests. Good health shows up and manifests. Wholeness shows up and manifests. Favor shows up and manifests. Prosperity, rest, it is well shows up and manifest. I want you right now, before we praise God, to give three people a high five and say to them, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. Come on. Come on, give people a high five. Stand to your feet tonight. We're going to praise God. Keep on giving somebody a high five. Shalom, 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 Shalom. Shalom! Come on! Come on, those young people, stand to your feet. Lift your hands to God and begin to praise Him in this place. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! If you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. Come on! Hallelujah! Father, come tonight as only you can. We've come tonight across the country to build an altar of praise. Let heaven invade the earth tonight, I pray, as we stand in your presence, that every sickness and disease will melt at like wax at the presence of the Lord. Chains will be broken. Burdens will be removed. We give you praise tonight in this place, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We worship you, Most High God. We worship you, for great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. Your name is exalted above every other name. You are high and lifted up. It's tonight you've come into this place, Pretoria, Johannesburg, one of our churches, and you have no peace with God. Watching television tonight, live stream, you have no peace with God. You were to die tonight, you don't know where you would spend eternity. Jesus Christ is not the Lord of your life. Maybe at one time you served God, but you've grown cold and you've wandered away from your Father's house. Tonight you're not here by accident. Jesus came to save you, to love you, to give you a new beginning. While every head is bowed, people praying in all our churches, you're standing here today, you say, Pastor, my life is not right with God. I used to serve God at one time, but I've grown cold and I've wandered away from my Father's house like the prodigal son. But tonight something is happening in my heart. I know I need to come home and get right with God. Wherever you are, whoever you are, it doesn't matter what you have done. Jesus loves you because of you. He came to this world because of you. And tonight you don't need to leave this place the way you came. You can make your peace with God. You can have a new beginning with God. You can set things right between you and God. I want to pray for you and allow Jehovah Shalom to come and live in your heart and change everything. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You say, Pastor, that's me. Something is happening in my heart. Before we go any further, the greatest miracle of them all is when people come to Christ. Maybe you've run away from God, a disappointment, a tragedy. Tonight you need to come home and give yourself back to Jesus. If that's your desire, while every head is bowed all over this place, there in Pretoria, Johannesburg, East Rand, Cape Town, Welkom, Gaborone, wherever you are, right there where you are, you say, I need peace with God. I need God to take His rightful place in my life. If that's your desire tonight, quietly, wherever you are, unashamedly, slip your hand up high. I want to say a prayer for you. Lift your hand up high all over this place, unashamedly. Raise it up, 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 unashamedly. Hands everywhere. God bless you. Hundreds. God bless you, bless you, bless you. God bless you, bless you, bless you. God bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. God bless you. Presence of God all over this place. Religious people wonder what's happening. And those who don't know Jesus, run to Jesus. I'm just going to lead you in a prayer to God according to the Bible. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself to you. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe you came to this world and you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Tonight I open my heart and I invite you, Jesus, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Wash me in your blood. Forgive my sin. Give me the power tonight to change, to be your child. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your love. I receive a new beginning. Tonight I'm born again. Tonight I am free to follow you all the days of my life. I declare with my mouth, Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, now and forevermore. Thank you, Father, that I am saved, that I'm born again, that I belong to you, that I am forgiven, that I'm a blood-washed child of God. Thank you. I can never go back to the old life because you have touched me and you've set me free tonight. I am a child of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.